You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, you know who I am, right? I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And guess what? I am so grateful that you made a decision to join me from all over the world. And if you are listening to this recording, I believe, as I say every week, that it is a setup and that actually the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the downloads, the revelation, just that one word that you need, that one insight, that one missing piece of the puzzle where you can have your aha moment that will shift and change your life dramatically. Well, how are you doing? Just let me say up front, happy holidays to you. We're right in the middle of the wonderful Christmas season, and I just want you to begin to say and believe that this is the beginning of some of the best days and years of your life. You have to say that. Well, I am doing really great. It has been really cold here in Atlanta, and it feels just a lot like Christmas. I have my Christmas tree up with my Christmas lights, and I have my decoration in the yard, so I'm just really, really excited and very grateful. And what I want to say to you is that I really want you to watch your emotions and your feelings around the holidays. I mean, you know, we hear all of these wonderful songs and we see all of these wonderful families, and it looks like that everybody has a perfect life. Don't believe it. But I want you to conversely, maybe you're by yourself, or maybe you're not really connected to your family. And that's why I say every week that I really love you and adore you and appreciate you, that you are a part of my extended family. So I want you to really take a look at what you do have, and you have to consciously say, okay, I may not be connected to a family, but I'm connected. I have great friends, or I'm connected to God or spirit, or I'm just so grateful for what I have. And so what you have to do is to consciously, during the holiday season, take a look at what do you have in your life? What can you be grateful for? And so that's what I want the shift to be in your life during the holidays. Well, I have a great guest, Shantae Taylor. You know, she's a neuroscientist. She's so doggone smart. And she's going to be talking about forgiving, forgetting, and resetting your life. Resetting your brain. So, you know, she's like the brain person. So I can't wait to hear what she has to say. Let's see here. If you have a wonderful law of attraction story about something that you manifested during 2017, I would love for you to be a special guest on my show. Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You know, when you share all of the great miracles that have happened in your life, guess what happens? More miracles happen. So email me and tell me what your story is, and I will contact you. Also, I want all of you to be praying for my assistant, Sabrina. She's been really sick, and so all I'm going to say is everybody send prayers and love out to her. Let's see here. Also, you can visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And I think I said this last week, the best gift that you can give yourself, or if your husband or your wife or your partner asked you, what do you want for Christmas? You can just say, I want to coach with Constance. And that's just the best gift that you could give anyone. Somebody email me and ask me, how many sessions do I feel like they should purchase? And I said, well, you know, that's up to you, but just one session is just the beginning of transformation from the inside out. And so many of you have heard me say many times, next to my relationship with God, the number one thing that radically shifted and changed my life over the decades has been my counseling, my coaching that I received personally, and the support groups that I attended to really shift and change my life. So if you are ready for change, if you are willing and ready to make the financial investment and the effort and time to go inside out and do the work, I have a guarantee and thousands of clients to back it up. You will not recognize your life at the end of the year. And that's nothing but the truth. That's my story, and I am sticking to it. Let's see. And then lastly, while you are on my website, you can send me your wonderful gift, your gift donation, because I already know. You know how I know? Because you guys email me and let me know that this show is shifting and changing your life. Somebody emailed me and said, I don't know how I found you, but you appeared on my phone. I didn't do it. I'm innocent. They said that my picture appeared on their phone. And you know, whenever that happens, I always say that's nothing but divine connection. How many of you have ever had days where you were just feeling kind of yuck? Then possibly you were flipping through the channel, or you were on YouTube, or you were on social media, and you saw a link and you clicked on it. And that was exactly what you needed for that day. So that's what I believe is happening to all of you. So for the person who said, I just appeared on her phone, I would say that that was a divine connection. You know, God is so wonderful and gracious and good that the Spirit just really brings to us exactly, you know, what we need for whatever season we are in. So I think that is it. And so I am going to go to my commercials, and then I'm going to be back with Miss Shante to see what she's going to be talking to us about forgiving. We all need that, don't we? Forgetting, but what we're going to be resetting our brains so that we can really create a phenomenal life in 2018. So everybody stay tuned.
Are you planning a motivational or training event for your company or organization? Look no further. Constance Arnold is an experienced, dynamic, and inspirational speaker and trainer. Constance has helped thousands and has a proven track record of 25 years as a keynote and leadership trainer for both private and public sector. Constance provides the latest cutting-edge breakthrough transformational principles that will align with your organization's vision. Participants will receive specific how-tos for both personal and professional empowerment. Contact Constance and partner with her to begin creating your next successful event. Her website is www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com and email is constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Are you ready to live a life beyond your wildest dream? Constance Arnold is a seasoned and experienced professional licensed counselor for 25 years and a certified success life coach, and would love to partner with you to create your dreams. She's coached and trained over 10,000 clients on 5 continents and has a proven track record of success. Constance will assist you in getting a clear vision for your life and develop customized strategies, projects, and action steps to begin manifesting your dream. Contact her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and visit her website, at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I'm back and I'm really excited about my guest today. We have a really smart woman with us today. How many of you know that it is the end of the year and you want to leave the past behind? So we're going to be talking about how to forgive, forget. Can we forgive and forget and put our past behind us and begin thinking about those new intentions that we have for 2018? I got that out. And we have a neuroscientist back with us, my girl, Shantae Javon Taylor, who is so smart, it's ridiculous. She's a neuroscientist and a success catalyst. She has been interviewed by Forbes magazine, excuse me. She's a speaker at TEDx, has been a speaker at TEDx, has all kinds of leadership classes going on. Her mission is to empower 100 million people to use their minds and brains to better operate at the highest level of themselves. She is an author. She's a coach. You name it. She's a speaker. You name it. She is certainly an expert in the area of our brains. And I just love interviewing her. So the one and only Miss Famous, Shantae Javon Taylor. That's what I get for messing with you. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. Always a pleasure to be on your show and share with your listening viewers, listenership, shall I say.
Yeah, and so we're going to get right to it. You know, Shantae, when I saw you and another neuroscientist talking about forgiving and forgetting and moving forward, I wanted you to come on and just share with our listeners just some principles around our brain, what happens in our brain when we don't forgive, and then once we forgive, can we really forget, and then how do we move forward?
Yeah, that is a great question, and I think once we understand what forgiveness really is and how it affects us at the brain level, it can truly transform our humanity and help us to transcend to the next level of ourselves, because we are all holding on to something, some kind of wrong, and it is toxic and it doesn't serve us. And when you were mentioning the other neuroscientist, Dr. Ryle Sims, we were having a conversation about how people will have the saying, I'll forgive, but I won't forget. And so we just broke down that whole saying. We broke it down and demystified it. So that's what I want to share with your audience as well.
So talk about forgiving in our brain.
Yes, yes. So let's start with the first part. I'll forgive. So here's a quote by Lewis B. Smeads. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. So some people realize that, you know, forgiveness is not about the other person per se. It's about freeing up yourself, freeing up your emotions. And in neuroscience, we know that being able to forgive and let go changes the brain dynamics. It changes your physiology, your body language, how your chemicals are made up in your body when you let it go. So we now have the neuroscience behind this act of forgiveness. So we are now able to train our brains to be more forgiving. But we know that it doesn't feel good. It doesn't necessarily feel good to forgive the person that wronged you, because we want to hold on to that memory, right? To be reminded that, hey, I remember that you did something wrong to me, so I'm going to hold on to that. You know, I'm going to remember that. But every time we hold on to that memory of being wronged, we are activating neural circuitries in our brain that's connected to strong emotions and memories, and we are making those neural pathways of the wrong more defined, stronger, cemented. So you're counterbalancing the want. I mean, with good intentions, you want to forgive, but you also don't want to forget. So it cancels each other out. So if you think about the term forgive but not forget, you're not able to truly forget because there's all these neural pathways that's been connected to that person. And so whenever you see the person or think about how they wronged you, you're going to bring up those strong emotions that's on that other end of the spectrum, the sadness, the anger, the hate, however they made you feel for the wrong, all that is going to be activated. And as that is being activated, you're also activating a part of the brain called the amygdala, which is part of the brain that is responsible for our fear and threat response. That's at the lower level of our brain, the part of our brain that causes us to respond as if we are running from a panther. So our body and brain starts acting in the fight, flight, or run mode. And so our brains and bodies get flooded with stress.
Wow.
And so once you go into that sympathetic nervous system reaction, that threat mode, it starts to shut down other systems of your body so that it can be in that threat mode. And if you're not really running from a panther and you're just going through life because you're carrying this weight around you, you're going to have a chronic state of stress in your brain and body that is toxic to your system, toxic to your brain. When we have chronic levels of stress, it erodes our major organ. It erodes the part of our memory called the hippocampus that may allow us to record new memories, more powerful memories. And replace those old memories. But if we're constantly stressed out because we're not allowing ourselves to truly forgive, then we're holding on to those old memories and we're unable to build sufficiently new memories, new relationships, figure out or learn new strategies so that we can have be able to access the new memories on the strategies on how to really forgive or even recall this interview on why it's so powerful to forgive. So it's like a domino effect. Our brains are, you know, are made up of these neural networks. It's not just one thing. It's a whole system of things. And each dynamic depends on the other. So when you forgive, you must also work on forgetting so that you are not activating those memories associated with the wrong, sending you down that primitive way of thinking, that threat and fear-based way of thinking, because you don't want that to guide your engagement with others or with that person. You want to act from a higher part of your brain. Because every time that amygdala, that fear threat brain is activated, you are reversing the blood flow from your higher brain, your prefrontal cortex, that can allow you to reframe the situation, to maybe see that person in a different light, maybe consider what that person may have been going through in that part of their journey, and maybe they didn't know how to treat you. Maybe, you know, they missed out on some lessons in life.
Right.
So being able to reframe and reappraise, those are higher order brain activities. But if we are always activated by the lower brain, the threat brain, where it's harder to access those strategies that will help us to reframe the situation in order to really forgive and to eventually forget.
Wow. You know, just listening to you describe how powerful our brain is, it's just so amazing. I'm always awed by whenever you come on the show and you just talk about the brain. And so, Shante, so would you say that the first thing that a person would have to do at the end of this year would be to make a decision to forgive? And what happens when we, what does our brain do when we make a decision about something?
Decisions are so powerful, because if we leave decisions open, if we say maybe, might, our brain doesn't have a clear direction. Hmm. It doesn't have a clear priority. So it's like having an open tab on your computer. And then before you know it, you have a bunch of open tabs because you haven't made the decision on what you wanted to do with that site.
Yeah.
So you just open. And it eventually runs in the background, slowing your computer, you know, draining your energy, right? So each unmade decision drains a little bit of fuel from your brain potential. And that's brain energy you could be using for something at a more advanced level, to create something, to do something, to use energy to forge new relationships, positive relationships, to be able to reappraise and reframe situations in a positive, from a positive perspective, so that you can shift your thinking to a more positive way of thinking. It opens up your perspective of thinking so you can see things and situations and people in different light. Because when we don't really forgive, even though we're saying it, it shrinks our perspective. Mm-hmm. We haven't trained ourselves to see people in a different light, to consider. I mean, just think about, you know, people who go to work and maybe they encounter a situation where their boss, you know, yells at them that day. And maybe the boss doesn't normally yell at them. You could either respond from a bottom-up approach and feel like you've been wrong, right? And you're not going to take it. You're not going to be treated that way and, you know, go straight into threat mode. Or you can pause and think from a top-down approach from your brain, the higher brain. Pause and consider that maybe your boss encountered something, you know, before he came into work or before she came into work. Maybe she had learned something about her parents.
Yeah.
Or, you know, had a disagreement with his or her spouse, or, you know, having issues with their team. You never know what a person is going through, especially, you know, if it's out the norm. So when you are able to pause and reconsider, reframe, or put yourself in that other person's position, you're able to better engage with that person, better get better insight on what to say, or, you know, even change your facial expression to be soft instead of to be, you know, feel like you have been attacked, because that body language is also a way of communicating. So there's power in thinking from a top-down approach of your brain rather than from that primitive brain.
Well, you know, Shante, I'm thinking of my own self and, you know, just a relationship that I was in. And I told somebody, you know, even though I've been over it, what I said was that person really did the best that they could at the time with where they were in life and their particular situation. And of course I released that really years ago, but when people stay stuck in, he did this to me, she did this to me, I got fired, I hate this company. So what happens to their brain when they just keep repeating that same thing, that same anger, resentment, and unforgiveness over and over and over again?
It's toxic. Mm. And like I said, when you say you're going to forgive, but whatever you say after the word but, you negate what you said before, all the goodness you said before. So you're not being honest to yourself when you say, but I'll never forget, you know. But for those who consciously hold on to not forgiving, it's toxic. It's toxic to the brain. They will carry that stress. They will keep activating those neural pathways associated with those memories, those hurts, those wrongs, those emotions. And those emotions are powerful.
Yeah.
Emotions are our superpower, but they're only advantageous if we know how to use them powerfully. It's like, you know, the X-Men kids, you know, when they come into realization that they have a superpower, they tear stuff up. You know, they hurt people because they don't realize the power and they don't know how to use the their powers. That's why they go to, you know, Professor X, his school, to learn how to use the powers. That's what emotions essentially are. They are so powerful. They can fuel our visions. They can fuel our memories and make them stronger, make them strongly linked. And they can send us up into a positive upward spiral of thinking and being and doing, or, you know, back down the other way. So to constantly think about the wrongs and the hurt is activating and reliving the experiences, the trauma, the hurt, the pain, all of that associated with that moment in time with that person. So even though I say it's okay to forget, you're never going to really forget. You're just not going to give that memory power.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Control over your future and your present moment.
That's good. And so, Shante, when they are thinking about that event over and over and over again, they're really taking up the energy and the space in the brain to create that new stuff or put that new vision in.
Absolutely. Basically, the lower brain is seizing upon the higher parts of the brain for creativity and insight and, you know, thinking about the future and thinking of different ways to engage. And yes, you know, you're blocking the pathway to meet other people that could be a blessing in your life, you know, to bring positivity in your life, because now you are going, anybody who looks like that person, you're subconsciously going to start connecting the dots, because we make judgments about people in under a second. We assess them, and unconsciously we link them to what we're already familiar with. So if you haven't forgiven that person, you're going to link people who look like a certain person to that person that you still have ill will with. We have some studies on this in neuroscience. Back in 2013, there was a study in Frontiers in Human Neuroscience where they took two groups of people, and they were all given scenarios where they experienced perceived harm or injustice to themselves. And one group was told to forgive, so they were giving some strategies on how to be more forgiving. And the other group was told not to forgive and to hold the grudge. So when they looked at the brains using MRI scans, the two groups of people had different activation in different parts of their brain. The part of the brain that was activated in the forgiving group was in the prefrontal cortex, which is the most advanced part of the brain, that's responsible for suppressing that emotional brain, that amygdala, from activating. That it suppresses that threat mode, that fear mode, that part of yourself that wants to get mad and angry and sad again. So your brain works more powerfully to allow you to better manage your brain when you forgive. It heightens your advanced brain, your sense of self. You have more control of how you want to direct your life. You're not letting somebody or some experience control your thinking, steal your thinking. You know, you're not, every time you don't forgive, you are giving your power away, your brain power away. And that's why it's so important to understand the brain at this level, because it's not enough anymore to say, I'm going to forgive. You know, it's not enough. And I love the Bible. There's a lot of scriptures that talk about forgiving. But there's a reason behind that. There's a deeper reason behind that. You know, the Bible also talks about the mind, you know. Be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind. Well, if you're holding on to hurt and anger and wrongs and injustices, you can't be renewed in the spirit of your mind because you are hanging on to those memories and those pathways that keep you in the same state of mind. Wow. So if you truly want to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, you must forgive and forget. Not, but I won't forget.
That's so powerful. And, you know, so that's forgiving any, you know, somebody on your job, if you didn't get promoted, forgiving yourself, anything. So we're just not talking about other people, but even forgiving ourselves and forgiving, yes. You know, being more compassionate and loving toward ourselves. And so, Shante, what other principles might you want to share around forgiving and forgetting? This is so powerful. I'm just sitting here in awe. Once again, whenever you're on, I'm just in awe of our brain. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Forgiving does something so powerful to our brains as well. Not only does it expand our perspective on how to see people, it also expands our compassion. Mm. It extends our compassion. It activates our compassionate, empathetic brain so that, you know, we can be able to, you know, extend this to other people in our lives beyond the person who wronged us. So it's shaping, it's reshaping our ability to see people and not judge them, to see, you know, the different perspectives, the different spectrums of people, not to make assumptions, not to make rush judgments. We can extend that beyond that experience. As a matter of fact, that experience can now be seen. This is a reframe right here. That experience of that person who wronged you is your lesson. It's your lesson, and it's your opportunity to renew your mind, to reshape your mind, to take back the power of your advanced brain.
And so, Shante, when you say reframe, what people are doing, they are reframing the event, what happened to them, the experience, and making it something more positive. Expound on that a little bit.
Yeah, so reframing, reappraising is changing the perspective.
Okay.
So you could do this by, you know, putting it into context. Like you said, you put your, for just a moment in time, you put yourself in the other person's shoes. And from his eyes, you can see just briefly what space he was in, what time he was in, you know, what was his circumstances. And then you had a little bit of more understanding on why you couldn't receive him at that time. Right?
Right.
So that opens your mind to be a bit more, you know, forgiving or forgiving of that moment in time. But you still have to do what you had to do, you know.
I did.
You know, you have to definitely put yourself, protect yourself in the sense that, you know, when you recognize the wrong, that you have to, you know, put yourself in a more positive state of mind. And what I get sometimes is, well, what if, you know, it was someone who really hurt you, like, you know, when you were a kid and, you
yeah,
know, sexual
child,
and all that.
Childhood stuff, really childhood
yes.
dysfunctional stuff.
Yes. So here's the thing about that. When we're children, we have a lot of mechanisms to protect us, to protect our emotions. I mean, it doesn't happen with all children, but if we did somehow suppress it, it comes to the surface when we're adults, because we don't have those childlike, you know, fantasies and ways to protect ourselves anymore. Our prefrontal cortex is more mature and all of that. So we got to deal with those things that surface that we may not even know exist. And so that could be challenging to deal with. But we can reframe with the older brain. We can reappraise and reframe with a more mature prefrontal cortex. We can understand that not forgiving is toxic to our brain. It's literally, physically toxic to our brains and bodies to not forgive.
It's so powerful.
And to not forget.
You know, that's...
So,
go ahead, Shantae.
I mean, so I was just going to say, you have to make a conscious decision if you want to hold on to that toxicity. If you want to keep resurrecting those ills. And so what reframing allows you to do is, even if you shift your perspective just a little bit, you know, I was young. You know, at the time, I just didn't have people to protect me. But I'm protected now. You know, you can start shifting that was then and this is now. Where am I in this present moment? I am safe. I am loved right now. Or you can stay in the past and keep thinking about all the wrong, all the pain. That doesn't mean not to ever think about that it didn't happen. I mean, not to pretend, shall I say, that it never happened. You want to acknowledge it, but then you want to consciously forgive, consciously reframe, consciously start directing your thoughts to the present, to the now, and think about what can you do moving forward. Can you serve other people that could be in that position? You know, the power of your voice, the power of your words, and that's healing in itself. That's cathartic in itself. But every time you return to that place, even when people tell their story, you know, you hear people talk
yeah.
about their trauma on stage, but they don't stay in that place. They use it for a purpose, a bigger purpose and a bigger mission, which is a higher part of your brain power. You're just looking back just for a moment to connect with the audience so you can say, look, I've been challenged before too, but this is how I came out of it. This is where I'm at now. And I know you can do it too. So you can see there's a progression of positivity, of encouragement, of showing courage, of, you know, pointing out the lessons of human growth. So that's a whole nother take on it. If you want to reflect on it, use it to empower you. But, you know, don't allow it to cause chaos in your brain. You be in control of that story. Change the narrative from I was the victim to this is what happened to me. It was a challenge. It sucked. You know, whatever you want to say about
right.
it, let it out. But here's how it empowered me. Here was what I learned from it. Here is how it contributed to my mission, to serve the world now.
Yeah. You know, even thinking about myself, all the difficult places that I've been in my life, I can talk about them to really empower and motivate other people, but it really doesn't impact me. I know I'm telling a story, but it doesn't have power over me. The only power that it has is, wow, it made me a more powerful woman. These are the powerful lessons that I've learned. And because I'm in a whole different place in the nowness of my life. That's very powerful. So Shanta, we know it is the end of the year. So once people begin to make you said something profound, consciously make a decision to think different, to have a different perspective, to reframe, then they could begin thinking about their new intentions for 2018. So once we forgive and put the past behind, how does freeing up that space help us to really have more capacity for creating something different in our lives?
Yes, good question. I think it was Nina Simone. I believe it was Nina Simone said, if you want to fly, you got to give up the stuff, you know, she said it another way. You got to give up the stuff that weighs you down.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you let go, you become lighter. Your spirit becomes lighter. And your brain, what your brain is doing is that your emotional brain is not hijacking your higher order thinking, your ability to create and rationalize and think ahead and plan ahead and be focused and have the attention that you need to focus on the things that matter to you. If you're weighed down by wrongs of the past, then you're going to get the associated memories and emotions, raw emotions that go along with it, and you're like reliving Groundhog's Day. And so you are literally freeing up the mental resources in your brain so that you can direct it to your new goals for the year. The focus, the attention, the insights, the aha moments, the creativity, all of that. You even sleep better. And this is not going to happen overnight because those pathways that are connected to those wrongs, the memories, the emotions, they're highly linked. And their mental tracks have been laid down. And, you know, every time you think about it, they are strengthened. So it's going to take some time to unravel. But every time you stop yourself from reliving that experience, when you catch yourself dwelling, when you pause and reframe and put it into context or find another lesson in it, you are redirecting your mental resources to your higher brain to take back the power from that lower brain that keeps wanting to keep you in that place. So now you're rewiring your brain for forgiveness, which opens up your perception, your perspective, your empathy, your compassion, and also gives you new resources to use for those higher order thinking processes that are needed as you pursue your new pathway in 2018 and beyond.
And so, Shanta, do we create new pathways on top of the old pathways? Once we change, we change our thinking. Okay, tell us about that.
I'm gonna turn Miss Constance into a neuroscientist.
Yes, I can do this.
That's an excellent question. So that those old pathways mm-hmm. are one pathway, okay, of thinking, and most likely it's the default pathway of thinking because you've been thinking it so long.
Yeah.
But every time you reroute your thinking or stop yourself from using that pathway, it loses power. That means in neuroscience terms that it starts to lose its is branching and connection. So here's something your audience can remember. Neurons, brain cells that fire together, wire together.
I knew that.
But also remember this. Brain cells that fire apart, wire apart. Brain cells that fire apart, wire apart. So every time you redirect your brain towards that higher order thinking, the lessons, the reappraisal, the pausing, you are redirecting, you're laying down the tracks for that new pathway of thinking. And you want that thinking to become your default thinking. So every time you're thinking on the forgiveness path in your brain and establishing that new pathway of thinking, that old pathway is not being activated anymore. So literally, those brain cells are not firing as often anymore. And so if they're not, if you don't use it, you lose it, basically, is what happens in the brain. And the reason why I said earlier that you'll never really 100% lose the memory is because, you know, you'll always have some trace of it. But it will eventually, you know, get down into the recesses of your mind. But if you use it as your story to empower others, you'll create new mental pathways that doesn't take you to the negative end of the emotional spectrum or the emotions, you know, associated with that and the negative thoughts associated with that. Instead, you'll form new pathways on telling that story as it happened, but you're no longer attached to it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't move you how it moved you before. Now it empowers you because it's helping you to empower others.
Wow. And then lastly, what does gratitude, when we say, I thank you for that experience because it helped to make me the man or the woman that I am, or I'm grateful for the lessons learned. What happens in our brain when we become grateful?
Ooh, Constance, that's a whole
that's another, show.
A whole nother show. But your audience is in luck because I have a Train Your Brain for Gratitude 21-day challenge going on right now. But I will say briefly that gratitude coordinates your thinking, memory, and emotion in the brain. And we know in neuroscience that there's a part of the brain that becomes uncoupled when we don't feel gratitude. So I often tell people that gratitude is more than saying thank you. It should be a constant state of mental appreciation.
Wow.
Gratitude is a constant state of mental appreciation. But we have to train our brain for gratitude. But there are so many things the brain is doing, and that's why I decided to do the challenge.
Yeah.
So people could really go beyond just saying I have gratitude or thank you. It's so much more than that, and neuroscience is proving that dynamic.
So, you know, I wanted to have you on, and I always just am led by the spirit. And what you just shared, you know, it's just so powerful. And every time I see you online, I just see all of the things that you are offering people. And I'm just so proud of you. And I knew the first time I met you, I said, this is a superstar right here. That's exactly what I said to you. And that you would speak to millions, and that's happening. So kind of share some of the things that you're doing. I know you have Optimind Neuroscience Coaching and Training Institute. So let listeners know what you're doing, what you're offering, how your training can really help them to forgive and forget and then help them in 2018.
Oh, absolutely. We are in the era of the brain and understanding the brain and mind. Everybody has a brain and mind. And we would be much more powerful as a world if everybody knew how to use it a little bit better, just a smidget bit better. And so I help people to do that simply. You know, I take the complex science and I make it palatable, digestible for people so that they can have better brain health, so that they can truly understand what our everyday activities, how they affect our brain and mind, the gratitude, the forgiveness, the meditation, the mindfulness, being able to focus better and be more productive, or how we communicate with others. All of that stems from how our brains are operating. And so I now train, in order for me to get to 100 million people, as you stated earlier, I decided I need to train people how to think like me. I need to train people how to think like a neuroscientist, but still be the parent, the coach, you know, the leader, the entrepreneur. And so I teach people how to look at the world from every perspective, from a neuroscience view, a neuroscience lens. It's like when you understand how your mind and brain works, it's almost like you're seeing in color for the first time, as if, you know, you've been in this gray world because everything becomes so much more intense about life. Not neuroscience is a 360-degree knowledge. So people can get certified in my Optimind Neuroscience Coaching and Training Institute. They can get certified as a neuro coach, a neuro leader, a neuro spiritualist, a neuro educator, a neuro entrepreneur, and they'll be able to use that talk like this, use this information to empower every aspect of their life, personally, professionally, and in their business. And incorporate these ideas, these brain science ideas, infuse them into their already existing strategies, and then have more strategies. You know, oftentimes we have clients and we tell them to do these things, but they don't really believe that it works. So sometimes clients just need that extra evidence, that extra, you know, oomph to get them to believe that the strategy will really work and benefit them. You know, I don't think many people have heard forgiveness at this level.
Yeah.
That it actually affects the brain. It changes the brain, whether you truly forgive or say you're going to forgive, but forget and not forget. So it's things like that, that just makes everything we know to be true as humans, it makes it more powerful. So if we understand the science behind it and we actually put it into practice, that makes us more powerful. And when we show up more powerfully in our personal lives, in our business, in our mission, you know, we can affect change more powerfully and have more influence in our circle. So that's what I seek to do.
And so you also a speaker, and you guys, you hear how awesome she is. And so Shantae, you are available to be a keynote speaker, to train on leadership in the brain, right? And to just,
I mean,
it's Forbes magazine interviewed you. I mean, I tell you what, you really have it going on, Shantae.
Likewise. Well, yes, I'm available for speaking. I love speaking on the stage to the audience. It is not about me when I get on that stage.
You really turn into another person, really. I've seen you on stage and I'm like, wow, she's here, but she's not here.
I'm here to speak to you, the minds, the hearts, and the souls of people who are really, who really want to transcend where they are and go to the next level of themselves, but have been stuck. So most people don't quite know how to get to that next level. They try everything, you know, the books, the, you know, podcasts, and, you know, I know your show is changing people, but they need to understand their brain and mind.
Yeah. So you have you have brain books, you have courses, you have products. Quickly, what kind of courses do you have and products?
So since my mission is I'm empowering 100 million people to use their minds and brains better, anything that fits under that category, I have. So If people go to my website, ShantaeTaylor.com, I'm sure you'll have the link, ShantaeTaylor.com, they will see my books, my e-books on the brain's science behind the law of attraction. I have a book for Gen Xers and, you know, how they can use their brain better, a brain nutrition book, brain supplements, and I have a couple of courses. Of course, the certification program, which I'm doing my first Optimind Neuroscience live conference in 2018. So you really want to make sure you get on my list so you can get notified about that. And I have a Love in Neuroscience course as well,
wow.
A mini course, which features your truly, the wonderful Constance Arnold.
Oh, that's right.
Well, that's right. Look, you got things going on too. And I'll have another book coming out as well in 2018. So some great things are coming into existence, and I want to help you all to get to the next level of yourselves, your creativity, your products, your services as well. So make sure you keep listening to this show, and I hope Miss Constance has me on again because I have lots more to share.
Of course, of course. So her website is Shantae, ShanteeJTaylor.com. Is that correct? Shantae,
and that's correct.
I'm amazed at her. I'm always in awe. You know, I'm like, I'm supposed to be interviewing, but she's just so profound. And for me, it just backs up my relationship with God. It just makes me more excited about spirituality. And I'm just so grateful to you, Shantae. You are a gift to me and to the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me and for your audience for listening.
Okay, everybody. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You can email me at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. We're almost at the end of the year, but I just want to say that you know that I love you. And whether you feel it or know it, you are surrounded by the love of God. And I'm just going to say to you this week, expect a miracle.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.